We are here at Walski's over there in Milwaukee for another episode of the Bellied Up podcast.
And we are bellied up right now.
We are bellied up at the bar.
We're kind of backed
up. We're backed
right
up a little bit. We'd belly up, but, you know, camera angles and all that. Got a fun set of shows. So we've got two podcasts. This will be one of two. And we couldn't really decide if we want Midwest advice. So we put out on our socials, hey, if you got any advice or you got something you want buy, sell, and trade, call in.
We said we were going to give people advice, but people just started calling in and giving us advice.
Yeah. So. And then I went back and checked the tape of what I put out on social media and what you put out. And it does seem like we want them to give advice.
So, I mean, that's standard for us.
Yeah.
Not thinking it all the way through.
Yeah.
But, you know, it worked out.
We did get some advice.
We want this relationship with the callers to be a give and take relationship.
It is.
So.
And truthfully, after the number of beers and whiskeys we had here, we should not be giving advice. So it's nice to get some, too. But we had a lot of great callers, I think.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about where we're at. This is some Milwaukee staple, right?
It is. It is. So you might see this on bumper stickers around the nation. I closed Walski's.
Well, and I'm going to have one of those hopefully when I leave here.
Yeah, I think you're in line to close the bar right now. And
I only got a few hours left before I can do that. You know?
Well, it's still light outside.
We got here at 2 when they opened, and hopefully we can close her down.
Yeah, and it closed at 2, so that's a solid 12-hour day. Yeah, so I think we're on track for that right now. And also, we introduced a new bit, which is where we just, instead of calling in, if you're here, hop onto the bar stool. That's what this is for. This
the hot seat.
The hot seat. And when we're not having a guest here, it's being occupied by a ghost who I'm crowding right now. So
it's really the hot stool, I think.
Stool. Well, hot stool's got other connotations.
Yeah, we'll think of something else.
Yeah, that's what happens after a visit to Taco Bell. But anyway, we did have a lot of great stuff. Miles, what else is going on with you in your life before we get to the rest of the pod? What do you have going on, pal?
Well, we're doing a little trip through Wisconsin, doing a small town bar tour.
Yeah, how's that been going? Any fan favorites?
It's been going well. Each one, they all are similar, but they're all unique. You know, it's like snowflakes of the Midwest.
Snowflakes or fingerprints.
Bars. There's also the amount of snowflakes in the world. There's also same amount of bars in Wisconsin. So they're equivalent in numbers.
And unique in their own way.
Yes. And I'm talking real snowflakes, not the ones that
have
come to light in the last few years.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No, and it's nice. And you know, having a good small town bar, there are a couple of staples that you like to see.
Gotta see bar dice.
Gotta
see pull tabs.
Gotta do the shake of the day.
I'm a pull tab investor, actually, is one of my titles.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing to invest. Forget Bitcoin. Go with pull tabs.
Invest in pull tabs. Invest in the local economy. It'll always end up good for you. You spend $100, you make $20.
Yeah.
Well, not make. You make back $20. So
that was
negative $80 ain't bad for a trip to the bar.
Ooh. Let me ask you this. What was the best you've ever done with pull tabs?
I did score big on a big $500 pull tab. Done it once in my life.
It was
a euphoric moment for me, really.
Where was it?
I was stunned. It was in Fargo.
Was it in Fargo?
Yeah.
You know, I'll say this about Fargo. Back when we were doing the show, and I can't remember if I brought this up on another podcast or not, but you had this cool thing where you could actually play poker in the bar, and all the proceeds were going to some charity, which made me feel better about losing $300.
Yeah, it made you feel better about being an absolute degenerate gambler.
I like gambling. Yeah. You know, the nice thing about gambling, though, is no one's talking to you about anything other than blackjack, you know? Isn't that nice?
Well, unless you make a bad move on the blackjack table, then someone's mad at you for hitting when you shouldn't have hit.
Yeah, but they're talking about blackjack,
which is
fine.
That's true.
I can only handle very, very directed conversations.
Yeah, I like that. But yeah, they got all those things. They usually have, like a local bartender that everyone knows.
Yep.
Everyone knows their name. They're kind of like without the bar. Or without them, there is no bar type of feel, which is fun to meet those people and talk to them along the way. And
it is. So. Now here they got some nice popcorn and
it is delicious popcorn.
It is. It's well seasoned. with salt. And also a little
which
hint
keeps
of butter.
You drinking.
It keeps you drinking, and it's good for your thyroid.
Did you
too.
Know that salt is an electrolyte? So really, we're just rehydrating.
It's like Gatorade, if the Gatorade was popcorn and beer. And so we're just health conscious.
And you weren't an athlete.
Definitely not.
So,
but no, I think we got a lot of good callers on this. We've been doing this for a couple hours now, and geez, you know, we got some real humdingers in there. So I think people will be excited about it, frankly.
Can you define a humdinger for me?
Yeah, a humdinger. Now, a normal dinger, you know what that is.
Yeah.
Well, a humdinger is like a normal dinger with a little bit more hum behind it. Yeah.
I figured that's where you were going with that.
And that's a humdinger.
Humdinger, baby. Yeah.
So I'm wearing sweatpants. I'm feeling good. And, you know, you're clad in the jeans and the T-shirt, and we're ready to rock and roll, I think.
Yeah, I don't. That's a great visual for everyone.
No, I just wanted to let people know what I'm. Some people want to know, hey, what do you wear
to
the office?
Do you get that a lot? Or are you like, hey, you know, what's your fit today? I want to see. Are you a fashion influencer now? Or
yeah, I think I am. All right. I got some. I am a sweatpants guy today. You know,
you like mixing camos is what I noticed.
Yeah, I am a big camo mixer.
You got one camo on today.
I only got one pattern. Sometimes I go two patterns of camo.
You never know what woods you're going to end up in.
No.
You don't know what camo you're going to need. So it makes sense to put on a few different ones.
It's a diversify or die, you know.
It's just like pull tab investing. You got to diversify your portfolio. Sometimes you do the electronic machine. Sometimes you do the cardboard ones. Sometimes there's just the paper ones.
Yeah.
Diversify your portfolio is really the lesson.
That really is. And speaking of lessons, we got a lot more advice to get to, which we're going to dive into right now.
I think we should not do any further ado. I think we should dive into some callers. What do you think?
Next episode of the Bellied Up Podcast.
Hello, Matt. Are you there?
Yes. Hello.
How are we doing?
I'm good.
Matt, where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Well, Matt, why are you calling today? What do you need some Midwest advice? Maybe a buy, seller, trade? What do you got going on?
I mean, I would love some advice if you're willing to give it to me.
Yeah, let's. What? First of all, is it Matt or Max? M-A-T or M-A-X?
It ends with an X.
Oh, Max.
Sorry.
Okay. You know, Miles has had a couple.
I've had a few.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I did not mean to not.
So, Max, what's cooking?
Well, not much. I'm going to be honest. You know, I've just kind of been living life, I guess.
Do you need some Midwest advice today or anything you're buy, sell, or trading?
Also, what is going on in your background there, Max? What's going on?
Yeah. It is a band playing at the moment. I apologize for that. I was outside.
Is he at a bar?
Are you calling this from a bar, Max?
No.
You could tell why we might think that, you know? What? Oh, now it's quiet. You stepped outside, didn't you?
Are you in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right. Okay.
I stepped outside.
All right. What's cooking, Max? Let's get down to it.
I've been looking for some advice. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Advice. So, he wants a little advice. Yeah. What do you got, Max?
Yeah. So, you know, I've been sort of trying to balance out my life in a couple of things. And I've, you know, sort of talked to a girl. And so I was just wondering, how may I go about, like, confessing my feelings, but also, you know, not being too straightforward either.
Oh,
you've come to the right place,
a
Max.
A tough one.
You've come to the right place.
Has he come to the right place? You know, Miles has a successful relationship.
Well, so
I
far.
Don't.
So yeah. Far.
So far.
So we'll give you a to-do and a don't-do situation here. So you got yourself someone that you've been fancying. You want to tell her how you feel. And you don't know how to say it. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'll let Charlie start.
I can only tell you what not to do. Don't go all in too quick because they might get cold feet. If you go all in too quick, they might be like, wow, he's all in. I should really seriously think about this. But if you kind of just let them know subtly, over the course of a little while, you know, then maybe they'll start warming up to you a little bit. You know what? Honestly, I have no good advice in this.
Yeah, I can tell. So we let that go out. I think maybe you just This is always a good move. Send a Snapchat so that it erases. Profess your feelings.
What do you think he's sending to her that it erases? What do you mean? Are you saying it erases so like she can't remember what he says?
No, like it just the picture's gone unless she screenshots it.
Oh, you think and he's going to the picture phase right
now? And then if you get a bad response, then you can just say, oh, sorry, that was to the wrong person. Then you're good on both sides of the spectrum.
You know what? Both of this is awful. I'll tell you, what does she like to do? Just tell me what she likes to do. Give me one thing she likes.
Well, I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. She's sort of like the complete opposite that I am. I'm a couch potato myself. I like to stay inside and just watch the game every once in a while with a couple of wings and my boys. But she's very adventurous and travels a lot. So she... she has a bucket life. It's like a bucket list in her life of just enjoying. She does a lot of things that, you know, fear me because I have a crippling fear of heights. And when she wants to go bungee jumping, like I'm the first person she calls.
That's your in right there. Face your fears, go bungee jumping with her. And right before you jump, tell her how you feel. And then she'll get a little bit distracted by the actual jump. But then you'll have some time for her to think about it, not have a weird reaction right away. Then after the jump, could be pretty romantic, though. Falling down, bungeeing back up, could be romantic.
I think we're getting somewhere here. Yeah, because the way you're doing it, she's kind of like the yin to your yang. First of all, do you think that this long term is going to work out if you like sitting on your couch eating wings with your boys and she likes jumping off cliffs? Do you think this has long term potential, Max, or no? You got to be honest with yourself about that.
I mean, you have a point, and you know, I'd like to think so. I'd like to more get out of my comfort zone and sort of live my life, and she's sort of opened me up to that.
Wow. So,
okay, that makes sense. Maybe this is this is your way to give up Call of Duty and start doing more bungee jumping.
Yeah. And maybe she is opening up a piece inside of you that you've always wanted to be a guy who gets off the Davenport and jumps off a cliff. And maybe you can balance her out too. Maybe she doesn't always have to be jumping off cliffs. Maybe she can be, you know, maybe she can enjoy a wing or two herself.
Or what you could do is you can meet in the middle. Invite her over, sit on your couch and watch YouTube videos of people bungee jumping to maybe warm up to actually bungee jumping.
Or strap a bungee cord to a Davenport and send that off a cliff. You know, there are ways to compromise in this world, Max, and we're just here to help you find those. So
meeting in the middle is always great for a relationship.
Yeah, so good luck with this one. Now, let me ask you lastly, are you trying to tell her you love her or that you want to date her exclusively?
Oh, that's a tough question. I mean, we'll see.
He loves her. Oh, he loves her.
No.
I don't want to go too straightforward with
it. Yeah, no. He's into it.
He's in like with her. He's in like.
You're in like with her. Well, start with bungee jumping. Make sure you like that, too, because you're in for a lifetime of it if you end up going the mile.
Yeah, I mean, it would be bad to end up dating someone who loves skydiving and you don't like to skydive because it's kind of a life thing.
So, and Max, before we let you go here, we do want to remind you we're a couple whiskeys deep, so this may not be the advice to take, but thank you for trusting us.
But it is advice.
It is advice. We didn't promise it would be good advice, but this is Midwest advice. So
I think the last thing I'd say is just take that leap, man. Just take the leap.
Wow. Very poetic.
Literally and figuratively, take the leap. Yes.
Yeah, good for you, Max. How old are you? Lastly, how old are you?
I'm 19.
You're 19? Wow, you got a lot of cliffs to jump off of between now and.
I would say if you're scared of heights, man, there. Yeah, I don't know.
Jump off a cliff, take it easy, but there's no harm. This one probably won't work out in the long term. But
I didn't want to say that.
Yeah, probably not.
But so then who cares, Max? Jump off a cliff. See how you like it. Give her some wings. See how she likes it. And you never know. Weirder things have happened. My grandparents got together when they were 19, too, and they stayed together for 50 some odd years. You know,
it could be love at first jump.
It could be. Or wing. So may the force be with you.
So take all that, digest it. Don't make a rash decision today.
Yeah.
Think about what we said, and I think you might end up
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good by the end of it.
Start by getting out of the bathroom, though. That's a good start. Okay, yeah. Max?
All right. I'll give it my best shot.
All right.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in, man.
Thanks for belling up to the bar with us. And watch for deer when you jump, will you?
Absolutely. Will
do. See ya. I thought I'd be the blunt one in that situation, but you really just told them that it wasn't going to work.
Well, I've had a few experiences recently where I'm just saying, I'm just going to be honest with the kid. You know, he's 19.
Yeah. I mean,
best advice is,
especially like your taste is going to be so much different when you're 25.
Also, why does he like her so much if she's so, I think there's some deep inside of him that wants to do more than sit on a couch.
I think there is too. I think she is what he aspires to be, really, is what it is.
That's really what we're trying to do in relationships, isn't it? Find the puzzle piece for all the things missing in our lives, you know?
Absolutely, Charlie.
It's tough, though, if you're the puzzle piece that's been chewed up by the dog, you know?
And or you're really in the wrong puzzle. Oftentimes, you're not, oh, God, this isn't even for this puzzle.
Yeah, someone just found you under the couch cushion. They're like, I guess it goes in this box. Yeah. And you're like, where the hell am I supposed to go?
Yeah.
That's good. We're getting very deep here on the Belly
Up
podcast.
Very meta feeling here, yes.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, who's this? Who's Charlie?
This is Jack speaking.
Jack, how are you?
Hi, this is Jack speaking.
You're here with Charlie Behrens from the Manitowoc Minute. Miles, the You Betcha guy. I think you called our show, and we just wanted to call you back. And see if that was happening.
Well, I appreciate you calling me back.
No, it's nice of you to
Thanks
pick
for
up.
Me back.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, do you have any advice that you'd like us to give?
So, can you give us some advice?
Sure.
Okay, what's going
on? Actually, I think back when Miles's podcast, You Betcha, you guys ran an episode talking about like Midwest complaints. One of them was during the NFL season. It's when you guys are on like the road and you don't have reception to watch any NFL games.
Yep.
So if you go to the App Store and get the Yahoo Sports app, make an account, there's a spot to watch them for free. I think it's like they might be regional games that you'd watch, but you have access to like five games throughout the day that you could watch
for free.
For free.
I mean, that's...
Sign up with an email.
That's great advice. Did you know that, Charlie?
I didn't know you could do that. See, I'm learning something on this podcast, too. And you said your name was Jack, right?
Yep.
All right, Jack. Thanks
I like this. He calls in and he's giving us advice versus the other way around. That is what we're talking about. And also
is that not the way it's supposed to work?
Usually we're supposed to give you advice, but frankly, we're in no position to give advice. That's part of the beauty of this. That's wonderful.
You guys have any general advice to give to me?
Well, what do you have trouble? What are you having the most trouble with in your life right now, Jack? Don't be shy.
I don't think I can really complain about much.
You can't complain about much.
Provides, so
yeah. Sounds like you're
provides, so Jack, life is good.
Jack, you're doing a good job of repressing your true emotional feelings deep down inside.
In true Midwest fashion,
fashion,
we bury any of our complaints deep down, and I like that. I admire that about you.
Now, Jack, I can tell that you do have some deep seated emotional issues, and frankly. I think that's okay. I like how you're burying them deep down inside. I do the same thing. So, you know, you want to bury them way deep down into the stomach region until it forms this like emotional bowling ball in your stomach. And then what you want to do is make sure you go bowling at least twice a week. Okay. That really lets it out.
Just
get it out. Things you're not thinking are bothering you. Let it out on those bowling pins.
Yeah, take the lightest ball that they have. And I want you to throw that thing as hard as you can down the lane at those pins. That'll feel good.
Overhand and get the bumpers too. So you don't get frustrated.
So you guarantee you last thing you want is to be able to do a gutter ball. And then you got more pent up stuff going on. Make sure you got the bumpers. So you're hitting pins.
Sound good, Jack, or no?
Gotcha.
All right.
That's wonderful.
Got you, Jack. We got you here at the Bellied Up Podcast. Thanks for bellying up to the bar with us. We appreciate you.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Thanks for calling in, man.
All right. Thank you, guys. Hope you all have a good day.
You too now. Jack's a good guy, isn't he?
I see you got some pent up emotional damage.
Well, he did. You know, you want to be honest about it, or are we gonna just gonna BS around the true issues here? You know,
I didn't know that Charlie Behrens was so direct.
Yeah, I've had some therapists. You know, usually they're fishing guides.
Is one of them's name's Gibson and sitting on the bar behind you?
That's how it goes.
Yep.
You know, you can find, yeah, that is true. Yep. Yeah. In the Midwest, we don't have therapists. We have bartenders.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? It's me, Charlie, your co-host of the Bellied Up podcast. And I got to tell you about Fleet Farm and it being the place I go anytime I need new fishing gear. Okay, it is the fisherman's mecca. From flicker minnows to skitter lizards, Fleet Farm has it all. And if you don't know what a skitter lizard is, well, geez Louise, honest to Pete, you know, I don't even know where to start with you. And they got MEPS made right over there in Anago, Wisconsin. They got the newest and coolest stuff. And you know, I don't know how you can catch fish without Fleet Farm. They have nets too. I mean, look, you can catch fish without Fleet Farm. I'll be honest with you on that. But they're not going to be as big, okay? Because they got some great baits over there. Plus, live bait. I didn't even mention that. They got worms, night crawlers, you know, the beaver tails, the tail of the beaver tail. And they got them sucker minnows, leeches, oh, and beer. They got beer too. So there you go. And if you didn't get your license yet, you could get that over at the Fleet Farm too. So check out the Fleet Farm. While you're there, tell them I says hi, okay? You know, make sure after they check you out to let them know, watch out for deer. All right, let's get back to the Bellied Up podcast.
All right, well, so I'm sorry, what's your name now?
Jason.
Oh, Jason, you got your own mic. So Jason is actually our first ever live in-person call-in guest to the Bellied Up podcast. So, Jason.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Thanks for sitting a couple bar stools down.
Yeah, so Jason, it's a Tuesday at around 3 o'clock. What brings you into the bar today?
I figured I just got fired yesterday, so what better way to spend my Tuesday?
My oh my. First of all, I am so sorry about
I'm
that.
I'm sorry too. That's a bummer.
Don't be sorry.
I've been fired, Jason. Quite often.
He used to work at a pretzel shop, and he got fired from there.
Ann's. Yeah. I was a bike mechanic. I did a lot of stuff.
I need to hear a good story about you getting fired.
You know what?
Mostly, it consisted. I'll just do the short version, because you're going to know why I need to tell this, because otherwise we'll go on and on. He got fired for being too chatty, really, with the customers. He wasn't productive.
That is the actual reason I got fired.
Too chatty?
Straight up.
Where'd you work? Oh, he can't say it. He can't say it.
I worked for a company out in Waukesha.
What industry, roughly?
Insurance.
Insurance. Well, yeah,
isn't that what
insurance people do?
If you're an insurance agent, all you do is talk and talk and go golfing, and that's about it, right?
You're a steaks and wine guy. You're supposed to chit-chat until they buy whatever crap you're selling them.
I was talking to too many co-workers.
That's
where they got me.
Yeah, that'll do it. Wow. That'll do it.
Not enough selling.
I hate to break it to you, but they already have insurance. Yeah. You got to go find people that don't have it, you know?
No one told me that.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe it was a bad orientation that he had.
That could have been. It probably wasn't your fault. Must not be. If you're in this bar, it was not your fault. Now, what do you really want to do? I doubt selling insurance is what you ever really wanted to do.
Well, hold on. Before we move on from the insurance thing here.
Yeah.
Did you play college sports at any moment?
I played no college sports.
Okay, because that's usually, if you're a college athlete, you get like three jobs. After you're done playing, you either go sell insurance, you sell cars, or you end up being a realtor, and those are the only three options you have.
Yeah. Or you become the You Betcha guy.
Yeah, have I'm
you
in seen the minority his, here.
Have you seen his college football photos?
We got to make sure people watch this video here, otherwise I'm going to be selling insurance here pretty soon.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, sounds like your former employer has got an open slot. Maybe give me their number, so if this doesn't work out, I got a job lined up.
Yeah, I probably won't be able to give you a referral anymore.
I'm gonna be honest. They're going to Google search me one time, and they're going to be like, I am not hiring that guy. So
he's getting a no on the resume. So what do you want to do now? You got the world at your fingertips. What do you pie in the sky. When you were a kid and you're like, I can do anything, what would that be?
I think I'm just going to take a few weeks off and belly up to the bar for a while.
Belly up to the bar.
Figure it out.
Okay. Okay. That no, sounds
no,
good.
No interest. No,
you
nothing.
You didn't want to be a baseball player.
I mean, I have a college degree.
You
want to
be president of the United States? Something like that?
I don't want to do what I have a college degree in. So,
what is your college degree in?
Finance.
Finance. Okay. Well, what do you really want to do? It could be fishing. It could be anything. What do you really want to do? What's at the ticker? What's at your heart?
Doing exactly what I'm doing right now.
He likes it. Well, why don't you sell beer? Why don't you get it then?
You're
a beer salesman. In Wisconsin, they got what? The distributors, and then they got a whole weird system.
Every person
here
I know that works for a distributor is always drinking at the bar. So it's going to be.
I honestly have never thought of that. And that's. It's not the worst idea ever.
No, it's not a worst idea.
It's a great idea.
You're on the Bellied Up podcast. There's nothing but bad ideas here. This is
but that's a great idea, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you could do that. Yeah, there are plenty of places.
A blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while, all right?
Yeah. So, I'm still looking.
Hey,
so.
Listen, this is your first day on the job. Miles, you betcha guy, is weary of putting Miller Lite in his bar. What do you say to him?
Did I hear you say something about he was talking crap about our Wisconsin beer before?
Oh, yeah, he was. I heard that. He's a Busch Light guy.
I heard that.
He's a Busch Light fellow. So how do you get him?
It's probably going to be hard to talk himself out of this one.
Well, how do you get him? How do you sell him as the beer salesman now to put some Miller Lite in his bar? How would you
Are
do
you
that?
From Wisconsin?
I am not. I am from Fargo, North Dakota.
And how'd you end up here?
I apparently signed up for something I wasn't ready for with doing content.
You just come to hang out with me.
Yeah. Now I'm kind of in the lion's den now. I'm feeling eyeballs everywhere.
So what's your beer choice then?
Busch Light, baby.
Busch Light? Oh, man. I mean, that's like bottom of the barrel.
Oh.
Like, it's not even close.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for having Jason on the podcast.
We're giving Jason a second chance. Jason, first step you got to do.
Okay, yeah.
When you're selling
don't
beer.
Insult the potential customer.
Don't insult. Okay. Say, you know, Busch Light is a good beer. You know, lie through your teeth. And then.
Hold on, Jake. Cut that clip right there.
No.
Just that clip. He said it. He said Busch Light is a good beer. Cut that. Put that all over the internet.
You're doomed now. You're done.
No, we are here for your advice. So lie through your teeth.
Okay.
Say Busch Light is a beer. And then tell him how good Miller Lite is. And Liney Kugels, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't go to a Brewers game and it be 85 degrees out and drink a Busch Light. You got to drink a Liney.
But isn't it indoors?
But. No,
well,
when
it's
we tailgate.
Indoor, outdoor, yeah. Okay.
When we tailgate, you got to drink a Liney's, like a summer shandy. You can't be having a Busch latte.
There's just nothing more refreshing than an ice cold Busch Light.
Have you had a summer shandy?
I have had a summer shandy before when I was 16 maybe?
16?
Was the first time I had a summer
shandy?
It's not
my beer of choice all the time, but there's specific spots for it.
See,
we're working on this right now.
Liney's doesn't have the tagline that Busch does. The people, the patrons of the bar just
maybe beer salesman is not for me.
First of all, that's what you call a tagline. It's just saying shh. It's not. We could do that with Liney's. So could take Liney's.
Well, then you sound like a snake.
Well, what do you sound like with Busch? Just the guy who's about to say shit.
Sounds like an ice cold mountain stream. Is what it sounds like. Head for the mountains, baby.
I think that's Coors. First of all,
no, head for the mountains is a Busch phrase. So.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
I can't keep up with it. Anyway,
well, yeah, maybe beer salesman's not up your alley. Maybe not a salesman.
Thank you. I don't want to be a salesman.
Maybe you should just test bar.
Have you thought about customer service? You like chit-chatting. You're kind of a chatty Cathy at times.
Yeah.
Maybe customer service is up your alley.
Let's try that one out. Okay. All so right, you're working for Spectrum.
Charlie is a disgruntled person who bought a product.
Yeah.
And you got to defuse the situation with Charlie here.
Hello?
Hi, how's it going? This is Jason from Spectrum.
Jason, your internet sucks eggs, honestly. What am I even paying for here? I can't connect right now. What's going on?
Well, you know, I apologize to hear that, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry too, honestly, yeah. Jason. But geez Louise, I can't connect my internet. And who comes up with these passcodes here? Wandering Squirrel 842? Who's drinking what? And how'd they come up with these passwords on my router?
Say, sir, you sound like a great, great guy, and I'm glad that you called in.
Yeah, yes. Sir, you sound like a really, really nice guy.
Well, and I am a nice guy.
I'm glad you called into Spectrum today.
You know, I'm glad I'm talking to you, actually.
Yeah. Well, let's start in the beginning. Have you unplugged the router?
Oh, let me give that a go.
All right.
Okay. I unplugged it. Still not working.
We have 10 seconds, so grab a beer.
Okay. Yeah.
Come back.
Let me grab one. Oh, right. Got one right here. Oh, geez, Louise.
All righty.
Mm.
Now we're going to try.
Already feeling better.
We're going to plug her back in.
Okay. I'll plug her back in. Give me a second. Okay. She's all plugged back in.
Probably another 10, 15 seconds. Let her fire back up.
Yeah, sure. Let me have more of this beer.
Ask him about what he does for a living.
Well, what do you do for a living, sir?
Well, I'm unemployed. I just got fired selling insurance. And honestly, my boss is a piece of crap. I was just talking to the employees, just trying to tell them, hey, how are you? I'm making sure they're watching out for deer. I told this one, his name was Jackson. And I told him he hit a deer and he left it on the side of the road. I says, you can't leave that sucker on the side of the road. That is some pre-tenderized meat you got to bring back to the cooler. So anyway, Jason, I says to him that once you get the meat, the backstraps, them are the best. And the rest, if you, let's say you bruise the meat, you can take it in for jerky. No one will know the difference. You put enough, you know, seasoning on that. Are you a jerky guy or no?
Yeah, I'm a jerky guy.
Real good. You know, I forgot why I called, but you made me feel a lot better. Thanks so much.
All right, you have a good day.
Real good. Bye bye.
Nailed it.
I think you got it.
I think you got
congratulations.
It.
Congratulations. New career path.
We don't need to go back to why you called.
No.
Lead us down a road
the
that we didn't
want to
go down.
The goal is just to make him forget why he called in the first place. That is customer service right there.
I can say I learned something.
Customer service isn't about solving problems. It's making it so they forget about them in the first place. Very similar to a bartender.
Yeah.
So it might want to be a bartender as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
A good, that's
two
a good
career
move.
Paths.
So we said no beer sales, and we're going to go the customer service
customer
route.
You're a customer service guy.
Yeah.
I like that.
I have no more now than before I came into the bar.
Well, then that's why we're here.
That's why we belly up.
Thank you for coming to the Bellied Up podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Let me get you.
Cheers.
Yeah. We found your new calling in life.
Hello.
Hey. What's your name? This is Charlie from Manitowoc Minute.
Yeah, I know. I called you guys.
Well, we're calling you back. Okay. Sorry.
Unfortunately,
we
can only take one caller at a time.
Yeah, so.
If we could take four or five at a time, we would do it.
We do it. We don't have the technology. Now, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Jason.
Jason. We just had a Jason.
I reside in Milwaukee.
Jason in Milwaukee.
Is he calling us from the bar seat over there?
Yeah, there's another Jason in Milwaukee. We just had a Jason live and in the flesh. You know, so how you doing, Jason?
I'm doing pretty good. I was calling to give you guys some advice.
Oh, I love how
we weren't clear enough on our like promo of like we want to give you advice, but we'll take all the advice in the world as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Shoot it at us.
Let me drop this one in here. Could we swear on here?
Oh yeah. Drop a little nugget of truth on us.
Son of a gun, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Thing, cripes.
Okay,
see, doesn't that feel
first,
good? Cripes.
Cripes.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
First things first, I'll tell you this. Johnsonville sucks.
Oh!
From the butcher. Johnsonville could eat it.
What?
They are horrible. They have cigarette butts in their sausages. I just go down the street to the butcher and I get me a fresh one that he probably made. I don't want to know what's in it, but it's not cigarette butts. I'll tell you that.
Jason, do you know what libel is? Just out of curiosity. Because as much as we would love to, you know, project to the world that Johnsonville put cigarette butts in their bratwurst, we need some sort of factual evidence to back that up before you just start
spitting
these.
Before you dive into that, You know, where you happen to be grilling with a cigarette butt in your mouth, accidentally have it drop on the grill. Yeah,
are you a smoker, Jason? First of all, why are you so against Johnsonville? When did they fire you? What's going on?
I don't work at Johnsonville. I'm just an avid tailgater for the Milwaukee Brewers. They should probably sponsor our tailgate. They don't.
You're a tailgater for the Milwaukee Brewers?
Yeah. That's a
profession.
Yeah, what?
That's a profession.
And I tell you what, they just hate that we're out there celebrating until the second or third inning. Then those guys on the cute little bikes come through. Say, hey, you got to go. And we're looking down at a grill that has fucking cigarette butts in our sausages. How the hell am I supposed to go in there and spend $8 for a sausage when I just bought 24 for $8?
Also, right. I love how he said he was going to give us advice, but instead, this is just Johnsonville slander.
Why? First of all, Johnsonville, they make some good brats. All right. I'm just going to say they do have good brats.
Well, did you unthaw them is the real question.
Yeah. Did you unthaw those brats? Because that could, you know, if you're eating a brat that's frozen side, I get you. That brat sucks, but that's operator air, Jason. So why do you think, I mean, what is it about Johnsonville's that you don't like so much? Let's get to the root of the problem.
I think he doesn't like the cigarette butts is really what he doesn't like about them.
Yeah, Charlie. No, it was that. And sorry, I just kind of had to lay it out there just for, you know, a young tailgater coming up in the world.
Well, what
he has everything. He's got $5 in his pocket.
All right. Let me defuse the situation a little. You got Mr. Barron's a little worked up about Johnsonville.
I like Johnsonville.
Here.
I get him at the quick trip. But I'm not. Listen, Jason, your opinion is valid. And you as a human being are valid. I learned that in therapy once. Therapy, again, bartender, great therapist. What can we give you any advice? Jason, do you have what's hurting at your soul? What's the underlying issue here, huh? Give it to me. Did you just get through a breakup and you're taking it on Johnsonville? What's going on?
No, I honestly was just thinking about it today while I was working. I'm actually at work right now. I went outside, like in our conference room.
Do the Brewers have a game today? I don't know.
Yeah, they play at 5:30 over in Pittsburgh.
So he's in the parking lot of the stadium.
No, they're in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're all what'd the you way call in Pittsburgh, yeah, huh?
Did you call it Pittsburgh? Is that what you just called Pittsburgh?
Shut up.
You know, you are making enemies here. Johnsonville's not a fan. Sheboygan is not happy with you right now. And now Pittsburgh's pissed off with you. Why are you up here making enemies? What's at the heart of it? Come on. What's bugging you?
I wasn't trying.
What's in your craw? What crawdad's nipping at your little toe? Would you call me Charlie Brown? Jeez Louise.
I said, Charles and Miles, listen up.
All right, we're listening up, Jason. That's all we're doing here.
I've been all ears this whole time.
We're here to listen to you, fella.
So I was just sitting at work.
Where do you work? Where do you work? Where are you gonna get fired from once?
I can't. I'm not gonna sponsor it like that.
Okay. All right.
Because I'm the only Jason here. So
he's the only Jason there. All right.
Nonetheless, I was sitting at work.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about it. I was like, what makes the perfect tailgate? Not those Johnsonvilles that have the cigarette butts in them. I apologize. Losing water here. And not those other brands that claim to be up there, like Kroger's and I don't even know what else you get from, like Piggly Wiggly, maybe. No harm on them. I love Piggly Wiggly. But I was just thinking, what makes the perfect tailgate? It's that perfect meat from the butcher, pause on all that, but from the butcher, you know?
He works for a butcher shop.
You know, Jason, I do like what you're saying. Buy local. Oh, we got bar dice going on back here. I'll do a shake of the day, by the way. I just want to say that. Jason, listen, I agree with you. Buy local. That's nice. And those butchers do know what they're doing. What kind of brats do you go, and what butcher do you go to? Shout out a local establishment.
The advice that he was asking on is what makes a perfect tailgate, Charlie.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's what he just asked.
All right, Jason.
I don't know if you guys are about to laugh right here, but the butcher I go to is on Beecher Meats. So or Beecher. So it's Beecher Meats.
No, Beecher Meats. So Beecher is a street. Okay, we're not talking about any frisky stuff you do. Before you're trying to fall asleep.
Or if you're, you know, bored at work. You know?
Or if you're bored at work. Where do you work again, Jason?
I'm not disclosing that information.
You go to Beecher Meats, all right? That's a nice spot over there. Now, what's your typical order at Beecher Meats?
So you go there. So they change the variety every week. So you go
it's
there.
It's good to keep variety in when you're beaching your meats.
Yeah, get two regular, two spicy ones, two euchre brats, and then two of whatever the fuck you want. But yeah, get like about like eight of them, and then there's eight packs of buns in a pack. So, I mean, it makes sense to me instead of that odd number five. What the hell, Johnsonville?
Well, Johnsonville's not selling buns, fella. Okay, you are getting into
But they're selling five brats.
There's selling five brats. Look,
10 brats.
Yeah, listen, you don't have to argue with me on that. I do think there's a conspiracy between the bun makers and the brat makers, and one's selling five, the other's selling six. So you gotta buy two of one or the other. And I'm not good with math, so I usually buy, you know, three of both of them. But regardless. We are going to give you some great tailgating advice, since I think that's what you really called for.
Let's hit it.
Okay, Miles?
Yeah.
First of all, you got to make sure you got the right people lined up for the tailgate. Nothing can kill a tailgate faster than a Debbie Downer. You know what a Debbie Downer is?
Yeah.
It's usually like your buddy's girlfriend that you're like, do you got to bring her? Or, you know, what's the deal?
Or your gal's boyfriend who's also drinking seltzer. You know, really, it's the seltzer drinkers
Honestly, don't bring a seltzer drinker to the tailgate. It'll kill the whole vibe.
Doesn't matter if they're a gal or a guy or whatever. Okay. If they're drinking seltzers, they're problematic off the top. Okay. So you want to eliminate them. Next thing I will say is get your game variety going.
I was
going
to say games are huge.
Yeah. So you want, I like testicle toss myself.
And that is...
Oh, it's like, it's where you got the two balls on a string and you throw them? What do you call it?
I've just heard Norwegian golf.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Norwegian golf. I call it testicle toss. Some people call it ladder ball. Whatever you want to call it.
Testicle toss is a different game where I'm from, so... I usually try and stay away from testicle toss, but...
Okay. I like testicle toss any way you cut it. But listen, Jason, so you start off with the games... Giant Jenga is great. Get yourself a dice cup.
Giant Jenga at a tailgate is a no-go. That's
What? Are you kidding me right now?
No, no.
Why would you say
cornhole.
That? Cornhole is great. What's wrong with Giant Jenga?
It just is like, I don't know. It's a little bit of a try-hard move at a tailgate to pull all these big giant Jenga blocks.
No. No, if you've got extra 2x4s sitting around your house, why throw them out when you can just cut them into, you know, 10x10s? And stack them up, and you got yourself a nice little...
I don't know. I'm just not a giant Jenga guy.
You just don't like... What? What don't you like about giant Jenga? Sorry, Jason. We're sidebarring you right now.
I just think that there's better games.
Okay. I like this.
I'd rather just toss a football back and forth.
I like tossing a football or tossing a baseball, too.
The old pigskin, you know?
The old pigskin. All right. Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree on that. All right? We're going to have to leave it there.
All right.
But
hopefully that was...
I want to say something here quick. I do realize that I did burn Johnsonville like a lot.
Yeah, and maybe it's because you're burning the Johnsonville.
That was bad.
Maybe you're not cooking your brats right. And that's it. Let me ask you this. Do you have
Charlie?
Oh, okay, I know. I insulted you there, and I apologize for that. But let me ask you this. Do you have a beer bath sitting on your grill so when your Johnsonvilles get hot enough and they're ready to go, you simmer them in the hot tub of beer or no? Because, you know, this could
honestly
be a life-changing advice for you right now.
That.
Put some onions and some beer in a little beer bath. Sit it on
and
your grill.
Honestly, a few cigarette butts add to the flavor in the beer bath anyways. So, actually, I think you're just doing your cooking wrong.
Yeah, I think we got to the root of this problem after all.
Put
it's
it in
not
a beer
Johnsonville.
Bath.
Yeah. It's the
and,
cooking techniques.
And I would like to put as advice as well, too. Don't get one of those rinky dink only six beers fit in a cooler. Get the big boy, right? Let's have some fun.
Well, here's some advice for you.
Beers.
You got to make sure the cooler's got wheels on it. Don't be one of those guys without the wheels.
Don't be a hero.
Yeah, we don't need a hero mode. Yeah,
this ain't my first tailgate.
Okay, thank God.
I would like to say I'm an amateur pro. I'm an amateur pro. I'm not saying that I'm going to be the best. I'm not saying I'm doing the outrageous stuff. But let me tell you what, the grill is good. The broth's not burnt. And the cooler wheels with at least... maybe 48 Bush Lights in them.
Yeah,
I'm not counting.
Only thing else to add in, I'd say, is that beer bath on the grill.
Yeah, beer bath on the grill.
Yeah, okay.
And you can use Bush Light for that.
That's why I said amateur pro.
Yeah. And put put some Lineys in your cooler. Put some Millers in your cooler. Put some Schlitz in your cooler.
Don't do that.
No, do that.
Or how about some High Life?
High Life, the champagne of beer.
No. Let's not get too crazy here. Let's not get distracted on the
fact. Why is High Life cheaper? Why is High Life cheaper than Miller Lite? Why is that?
Just for fun. And honestly, it's a great beer. Okay?
I went to the liquor store the other day. I got a 12-pack of High Life for $6. Oh. A 12-pack of Miller Lite was almost $9.
That's the big prices you're going to pay with going with an inferior beer. Stick to Busch Light. Always a great value brand, and you're going to have a great tailgate.
False.
I'm not gonna lie though. Miller Lite sucks. Yeah, I said it. There you go.
Jason, we just Miller got Lite you off sucks. The Johnsonville thing. You know, you got a lot of anger in your soul, fella. We're going to have to get to the bottom of that at a different time. Yeah. But at least we got you on a good trajectory with your grilling habits at the tailgate.
Yes.
Thanks for calling in.
Controversial guy we've had today.
Too, the boys are always buzzing.
Oh,
that's right, baby.
Wow.
I am right now. We're sitting at a bar.
We've had a few
some drinks, buzzing a little bit. Thanks for calling in, my guy.
Hey, thanks for calling back, and sorry for all the hate. I definitely didn't want to do that, but I just felt like this was probably the best place to steam off. So
we understand.
I apologize.
We understand.
Have a great day, boys.
All right, real good. Sometimes. Miles, sometimes you could tell it in that fella. He's got a lot of internal something going on, and he takes it out on whatever the nearest target is. Could be Miller Lite, could be Johnsonville.
I mean, he just clearly works at a local butcher shop.
For sure.
Yeah, he's
working over at Beecher Meats.
Yeah, that was the most obvious. All right, there was the callers for this episode.
Yeah.
Charlie, I think we're due for another drink here.
I think we are. I hope you learned something. We certainly learned something. And that's just what we're doing here.
If you want to be a caller, just be looking on our, Instagram stories.
On our social media.
We'll put up when we're doing a calling session. Just call the number, have something ready to go.
Yeah.
And we'll try and answer every question you got.
And if we don't get to you, we'll call you back.
If we can, yeah.
And if you don't answer, we will leave a voicemail. So that's the fun thing about it, too.
Yes.
So make sure you're looking out and calling. And until then. Belly up to a bar yourself, all right?
And keep her moving.
Oh, that's good. And you betcha. Oh, betcha, yeah.
Tell your folks I says hi and watch out for them deer.
The boys are buzzing. Oh, my gosh. Buy a t-shirt somewhere, man.
You betcha.com. See you guys in the next one.
Bye-bye.